All right.
Yes.
Welcome and good evening. Welcome to Calvary Chapel at Maryville College. This is just great or what? Yes, excited about tonight, guys. We're going to have a great time tonight in the Lord. I'm excited about As Isaac being with us tonight. What a blessing they're going to be. If you've seen them before, you know what I'm talking about. It's going to be a great night. So why don't we just pray and ask God to bless our time together, and we'll start the evening and just enjoy the Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for tonight. And, Lord, I thank you again for the celebration of you coming to the earth, Lord, as a man, as a baby first, Lord, but then as a man to die for our sins. And so we thank you for tonight, God. And I pray, Lord, you just minister to your people tonight. I pray, God, that is anybody here tonight that doesn't know you, by the time we're done, they would come to know you. And I pray, Lord, that as we worship now, you would be ministered to, God. Your name would be lifted up and you would be blessed. So, Lord, as we sing to you, sing over your people, pour out your spirit on us tonight. We give you all the glory and the praise and look forward, Lord, just to celebrating you coming into this world. We give you all the glory and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. I know this isn't y'all's normal meeting location. I don't think. Unless something's changed. No. We're so glad to be with you. We're just gonna worship the Lord together. I've been saying this at the church that I serve at. If you're the person that has been like listening to Christmas music since August, there are gonna be people to pray for you afterwards.
Yes, you can come down
and you can repent. or if you're people that you just can't stand. You're like, I can't wait for January to come so that everything will stop. Either way, we're not here just to be sentimental and just kind of sing our favorite tunes. We're here to exalt and make much of Jesus together. And then a lot of these songs are incredibly rich. And they've stuck around for a reason. So I encourage you to let's draw near to the Lord and make much of him. So again, I know this isn't our normal kind of like living room that we gather in, but can we just, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Can we just make this just our living room tonight? So let's lift our voices. We're not here to sing at you or perform, but let's sing together. Oh, come all ye joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of
child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom infants breathe with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ our King, whom shepherds guard and angels keep. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring
him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ our King, who shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. Raise a song on high. His mother sings a lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Man. This is Christ our King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. shall come to thee, Holy Israel. Oh, come thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people sing, and give them victory over the grave.
I'm going to unplug this, if that's okay. We're good?
Okay. Give it up for Miles. Sounds.
Please clap for him. And the whole sound team back there, the lyrics guys.
Chuck.
See, but you're beautiful.
Yes. You guys are incredible. They've been hustling all day to get this ready for you guys. So if you see them, please, like, thank them.
Yes,
they're doing
decorations.
Amazing.
The
decorations, goodness gracious. We've done the least of anybody here, honestly.
Really, we showed up.
We
showed
up. You know, just woke up and showed up here. Not really.
Amazing.
Yeah. No. It's actually been a really rough day for me and my family with cars in trouble and getting towed and stuff like that, but it was cool. I got bailed out of jail, and I'm here, so we're good. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding about the jail part, not kidding about the car trouble and the towing, but we're okay. We're gonna be all right.
I think my child's screaming in the back, so
yeah.
If you hear some very loud worship, that's her. Yeah. Okay, fun story. I know we shouldn't ramble, but I told you guys this last year, so I feel like I need to follow through.
Yeah.
It was here, in this place with you guys, that I announced I was gonna have my first child. And she's here. So that is really exciting. So thank you for being witness to those things.
That's the first time?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Cool. You guys ready to sing together?
Yeah. Living room.
His power and glory.
gonna teach you this chorus real quick. It goes like this.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Come and see how he has saved the world.
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace, O Lord, you are the highest. Shepherds, kings, and angels will adore. So come and see.
Yeah, got it.
Kings and angels will adore. you God in the highest. Come and see how he saved the world. Oh, grace of peace, oh Lord, you're the highest. Shepherds, kings, and angels will adore. So come and see. Shepherds, kings, and angels rule the door. So come and see.
These guys, listen, their spirit and their hearts is good as their gift. So these guys are the real deal. What a blessing to have them. What a blessing to be with you guys tonight. Listen, we're not through with them. We have a message I'm going to share now, and then we're going to have them back for some more worship afterwards. So if you guys want to have a seat, go ahead and have a seat. And first of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas. And yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm glad you guys are here to celebrate with us tonight. It's a fun time. And so after we're done tonight, a quick announcement here. We have some desserts and coffee and hot chocolate for you out front. So, yeah, isn't that great? So please help your elf, I mean yourself, to whatever you want and just enjoy. And again, I want to thank Isaac, as we said, for coming. Guys, what's in my heart? You know, every year we talk about the Christmas story. And there's, you know, you read it. And we all know it very well. But God always, you know, gives me something fresh, I think, for the body. And I think he's done that again this year. And really, my theme is angels we have heard on high. And it's really kind of a different look at it that I'd never looked at before and thought of in this way. And that's talking about angels and how prominent they were in the birth of Jesus Christ. And that'll lead into how the final point's going to be tonight. We're all familiar with the Christmas song, Angels We've Heard on High, but have you ever really thought and just stopped for a moment to say how involved were the angels in the birth of Jesus? I mean, we hear about them, we know about them, and it's usually in every play. You've got the cute little kids and the sheep up front and the angels in the back and all, but when I was really thinking about it and looking at it this week, it's amazing to see how God used the angels to announce the Lord, and even the different ways that he did it. And I want to look at each of these individual announcements that he made with one special messenger. Again, they were all messengers from heaven. But there's one special messenger from heaven that may surprise some of you. It may not, but it may surprise some of you who that final messenger was when we finish tonight before we get back into more worship in this. But I want to begin first with the announcement to Mary. Now, I'm not sure if these are going to be on the screen for you. It's way too dark to read your Bible, so I'm going to read them for you. If they're on the screen, great. If not, that's, again, depends on how the technical things are going and all that. But the bottom line is this is out of Luke chapter 2, verse 26 through 28. And the first announcement I want to look at is when the angel came to speak to Mary. Again, you're all familiar with the story, but I'm going to point out what the angels are doing here and notice what's happening here. Here's what it says. It says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. So the angel Gabriel, and we've talked about this before, Gabriel appears to be the messenger to Israel. Michael appears to be the beefy guy, the muscles of Israel, protecting them, like even in what they're going through right now. Gabriel is the messenger. He brings the message to Mary, this virgin here. And having come in, the angel Gabriel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women." And indeed she was. You know, Mary had the honor of carrying the Messiah. Can you imagine? That one person in all of eternity had that honor. That was Mary. So God obviously saw Mary as very highly favored, even as the angel said. But notice this, she did as we would have done. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel again said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." To that I say hallelujah. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have not known a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. That would have been important for Mary to hear because, again, Elizabeth was barren. She couldn't have children. And all of a sudden, God says, oh, she's pregnant. If you're doubting, just go and look at her. You're going to see that, indeed, a miracle happened. She became pregnant. Not that Mary was doubting, but I think it was sweet of the Lord to give her that extra, you know, encouragement there. Just look at Elizabeth. I mean, that's a miracle there. If I can do that, if God can do that, God can make you pregnant as well. And then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So there was Gabriel's message. He brought the message. He gave the message to Mary, and then Gabriel departed. But if you remember, Joseph never heard this message. Joseph didn't hear the angel say it. Joseph heard Mary say it, but Joseph never did hear the angel say it. And how would you like it if somebody came to you that you were engaged to and said, guess what? I'm pregnant, and it's not you. Yeah, and then to say, and guess what? God did it, right? So, okay, yeah, I believe you. That's kind of very believable. That's only happened, again, once in world history as well. And so all these things are brand new precedents. They've never happened. They'll never happen again. And so how was Joseph supposed to believe it? Now, again, I think we should have great grace on Joseph because I don't know that I would have believed it either, and probably you wouldn't have. So with Joseph not believing it, guess what Joseph needed? He also needed a visit from a heavenly angel. So it wasn't just Mary. Now the angels get involved again. And once again, probably Gabriel here. It doesn't tell us who it is, but since Gabriel was the messenger, we can't say for certain, but again, I believe that it probably was. It comes to speak to Joseph. And notice what it says in Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And then Joseph, her husband, again, they would be considered married even before the actual ceremony back in that day if they were betrothed. Being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord. Notice that, an angel. We're going to get back to that and why that's important in a moment. Again, I think it was Gabriel, but again, it's an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Now, it's interesting to me, he appeared to Joseph in a dream. He appeared to Mary in person. You ever wonder why that would be? I don't know that I have the answer, but think about it. For Mary, she would need a little bit more, you know, of some convincing here, I think. you know, Joseph just hears in a dream, hey, what Mary said is true. Okay, I can buy that. You know, Mary needed somebody to say, to show up in person and say, something supernatural is going to happen. And you're going to have a baby. This is nothing like you've ever seen or ever experienced, and the world never will again. So I think probably it had to do with a personal visit, came with the level of miracle that was needed and the faith that was needed. But he came in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and she'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And again, Jesus was God. He was not just a man. He was the God-man, God in human form, which is what it needed to pay for our sins. It had to be God in human form, perfect as a baby, as a man, then to die for our sins, because tainted blood would not please God's requirement. And so it says, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her, that is physically, until she had brought forth her firstborn son and called him his name Jesus. Can you imagine how excited Joseph was? I was thinking about that, man. I would have been so excited. I'm like, Joseph's heart is broken. He's thinking, the one that I love, she was unfaithful to me. She's betrayed me. And so what do I do now? I've got to let her go, and I'm going to do it in an honorable way. And then all of a sudden he has a dream, and this angel says, you know what? It's real. Mary is no doubt panicked. She's like, she's brokenhearted as well. Can you imagine Joseph getting up? Now, I'm not saying that Joseph ran to her window that night. But man, I could imagine running and throwing some rocks at the window and saying, I had a dream. I believe you. We can get married. I mean, I would have been rejoicing and ready to rock and roll. You know what I mean? And so he was. And so, again, God is faithful to both of them. Now we come to the announcement to the shepherds. And this is the one that's probably the most popular of all the verses that are shared in the scripture of this night. We're not going to read all of it, but a portion here. Actually, most of it we will. But it starts in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Notice what it says as the angels once again make now their third announcement, and this now to the shepherds. It says, now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, here it is again, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were greatly afraid. Again, very possibly Gabriel, who was this messenger, we don't know for sure, but probably was. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you." Note that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Notice it was for everybody. And number two, it's going to be a sign. Why was it a sign? Because he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a concrete trough. That's what their manger would have been. They were in a, remember, they were in a cave. They were in a stable. So it would have been a concrete trough. Not, although we like the little scene up on the stage of the wooden, you know, manger and all, that's not what it would have been. And you can see those in Israel today, these feeding troughs that were made of concrete. Why is that so important? Or cut out of rock, rather. Why is that so important? Because it's a sign, because even as Jesus came and was wrapped and laid in concrete cave, he's going to die and be wrapped and laid in another concrete cave called the tomb that'll rise 3 days later from and come alive. It's why we can live with him forever. So the story's going to be complete, if you will, in this whole process by the time the Lord dies. And notice it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts of God saying," so now a whole group of them show up and they say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." But now we come to the last and most wonderful of the announcements. And that is this: it came from another heavenly messenger. But I want you to note this. This is not a normal angel. Now, sometimes angel in scripture literally means messenger. So don't be confused by the word angel. It's not always an angel. And this particular messenger who speaks from angels on high, or from on high, messengers on high, if you will, to go along with this song, this is a very special messenger that really is interesting to me in light of the announcement that he makes. But notice this, it's a foreshadowing of the entire story. Not just the birth, as Isaac had now been born and Abraham's going to offer Isaac, but it's the birth of a miraculous child, which Isaac was, because Abraham and Sarah, remember, couldn't have children, but also the symbolic death of the child, which was a picture of Jesus and what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago on the cross. And listen to what it says. This is from Genesis 22. It says, "It came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love." Again, the miraculous child that you didn't know you could have, who you prayed for. "And I told you I would do it, and I've done it. It was a miracle that you had a baby. You love him. I want you to take him and show that you love me more than you love him." This is a true test for any parent, but especially a test here for Abraham and all that he'd been through. "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountains, which I shall tell you." He just said, "Take now your son that I promised you and that you love, and go put him to death for my name's sake." Now, we all understand God didn't really want him to put him to death, and God's not going to allow this to happen. God was doing a couple of things. He was finding out, "Abraham, do you really love me more than anything else? Even your child that you love and you waited on for 25 years that I promised, and a miracle happened where Sarah couldn't have a child, and I brought her womb to life, and here comes this baby that takes place, you know, and so do you love me more than that?" And the neat thing is Abraham did. It didn't happen at the beginning. It was over time as he grew in the Lord. But now he'd come to say, "God, everything comes from you. Any gift of a child I have, any gift of anything I have, Lord, it was from you. And so I love you the most, and I give it all back to you." And so this was his test. God knew what he would do, but God wanted Abraham to know. That's the first thing he was showing him. The second thing was he wanted to see in a picture here of what was going to happen with his own son dying for the sins of the world on the cross thousands of years later. Verse 3, "So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son." So notice this, he rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. And it's interesting here, Mount Moriah, that is what we call today the Temple Mount. It's where the temple was, it's where the Dome of the Rock is today. And the ultimate point at the very top, which is where you would take your sacrifice, you would follow all the way up to the top of the mountain, was what we call today Golgotha. The place of the skull, Calvary. That's exactly where Abraham is taking his son. And notice this picture here of what God is showing him and what God's son is going to be doing sometime in the future. He said, he split the wood for a burnt offering and arose and went to the place that God had told him. And then on the third day, he lifted his eyes and he saw the place afar off. It's interesting, in the New Testament, it tells us, Paul says, that it was the third day, but he knew that if he had to sacrifice Isaac, God would have resurrected him from the dead. And what that means is that it was a picture of Jesus 3 days later rising from the dead, even as it took Abraham 3 days to take him there, knowing he would put him to death that day if he had to, and that God would raise him from the dead. And notice this. It says, then on the third day, he lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Only the father and the son went to the place of sacrifice. It's interesting. Jesus said this when they all left and when they fled, when the Roman soldiers came and they all fled. The Lord said, I'm alone, but I'm not alone. The Father's with me. He spoke earlier of never being alone. The Father would always be with him. And so the scripture tells us in other places prophetically that he realized the Father was with him, even as Abraham is now with Isaac going to this place of sacrifice. And notice Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. He took the split wood. Remember, that's exactly what happened to Jesus. The cross was laid on his shoulders, but it was split wood because, again, when they got to the place of Golgotha, they would take the other piece and put the two together and sacrifice the victim right there on the mount. So again, just like Isaac, the same thing with Jesus. And the father took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He's starting to figure this out. He said, look, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. I like the translation in the King James Version better because it says, God will provide himself the lamb. And that's exactly what he did. God was showing Abraham and showing us, I'm going to provide myself to be the sacrifice for you and all of mankind right here on Mount Moriah, at the very peak of Mount Moriah, at Calvary, at Golgotha. And this is the picture I'm showing you and a picture I'm showing the world that God is showing us tonight. And notice it says, then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there. It would be the same as putting the cross together because the wood would be, notice this, place the wood in order. Even as when Jesus got there at the altar of our sacrifice for us, they placed the wood in order and nailed him to the cross. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar, even as they bound Jesus to the cross with ropes and laid him upon the wood, even as they laid Jesus upon the wood as well. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. He's going to do it. God, I love you more than my own son. And again, because we know in the New Testament, he said, I believe that even if I have to kill him, God will raise him from the dead. Look, I think even if I knew that as a parent, even if I knew that I was to put to death one of my children that God had asked me to do like he was doing to Abraham and believing, yes, God will raise him from the dead, that would still be an amazing thing to follow through and actually do it. He was ready. He loved God that much. Notice this, and this is where the change comes in. I wanted you to notice from the other angels of the Lord, but the angel of the Lord. Now, this is a distinction, not an angel of the Lord, the angel. This is the way the Bible speaks of what theologians call a theophany or a Christophany, and that is, it is a pre-incarnate visitation of Jesus Christ in human form appearing to man. That is the messenger of the Lord. This is none other than Jesus Christ himself. And here's what blows my mind. This last messenger was Jesus himself telling Abraham, I'm going to sacrifice myself right here where you're offering Isaac in just a few thousand years. I'm going to sacrifice myself for mankind, and you're going to see this picture completed. The angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. I can imagine, stop. He said, here I am. Matter of fact, I think he probably said, here I am. I'm ready to stop. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Further confirming, it was the Lord himself, the angel of the Lord, speaking to Abraham. And then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram, that is an adult lamb, a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Remember, they put on Jesus' head a crown of thorns. And now we see a lamb representing the Lamb of God, ready to be sacrificed and bound in Isaac's place, bound in our place, with a crown of thorns, if you will, a thicket upon his thorns on his head. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. And it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. And guess what? In the mount of the Lord, it was provided. You see, Jesus came as a baby, But he didn't stay a baby. He grew up and became a man, and his purpose was to go to the cross for you and I, to die for our sins. So we celebrate Jesus' birth, and we celebrate tonight in grand fashion. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. But if Jesus stopped here, if he hadn't gone on to go to the cross and die for our sins, none of us would have any hope in this room. Because that would mean that we would die with our sins still on us. And the Bible says, unless our sins are forgiven and taken away, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven. And so if you've not had your sins taken away through the blood of the Lamb, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, no matter how many services you go to, no matter how many events you go to. And there may be some of you here tonight, right now, and God is convicting you in your heart. You've never really given your life to the Lord. You've never really made that commitment. Maybe you've done the religious thing. You've understood to some degree, but you've never repented, turned from your sin and said, Lord, I need you to forgive me. And it's from your heart, Lord, be my Lord and my Savior. Indeed, it was provided through Jesus on Calvary, rose again the third day, conquering death and hell. And again, anyone here tonight who will believe that, the Bible says God will forgive you and God will bring you to himself. I'm going to ask Isaac to come back out. And I'm also going to have Liel and Abby come on up. I want to show you guys a contrast of the coming and his death. We talked about his birth as a baby. We talked about his death on the cross. I wanted to demonstrate that through the scriptures that talk about his birth and the scriptures that talk about his death in a contrasting fashion so it can really hit home. You can see, yes, he came, but he also died. And then as we're doing this, I want you to be thinking, is God calling you to make that decision tonight? Is God calling you to confess your sin and to receive him as Lord? Be thinking about that. I'm going to give you a moment, in just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to that after this is done. So I'm going to turn it over to them to read that. If they would come on out, as Isaac and also Liel and Abby, come on out.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee.
And when Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod.
Out of the city of Nazareth,
can any good thing come from Nazareth?
To the city of Bethlehem in Judea. And behold, there came from the east to Jerusalem wise men, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
If you are king of the Jews, save yourself.
We've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
And all his acquaintances stood afar off, beholding these things.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And suddenly an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
From the sixth hour, darkness fell upon the whole land until the ninth hour.
And they were terribly frightened. But the angel of the Lord said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles.
For unto you is born this day
to be mocked,
in the city of David
to be treated spitefully,
a Savior,
and pierced to be poured out as a sacrifice for us.
Who is Christ the Lord?
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth.
And as he had said this, he offered up his spirit.
And she brought forth her firstborn son.
And when Joseph had taken his body, he wrapped him in a clean linen cloth.
And laid him in a manger.
And laid him in his own new tomb.
Because there was no room for them in the inn,
where no one was before laid.
And when they had come into the house,
on the first day of the week,
they saw the young child with Mary, his mother.
They came to the tomb,
and they presented him gifts,
and they brought spices which they had prepared, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they found the stone had been rolled away, and behold, two men stood before them with glowing garments.
And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts.
They said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?
Glory to God in the highest.
He is not here.
And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
He is risen."
But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart.
He is risen.
He's risen.
He is risen indeed.
I know that it's majority Calvary Chapel crowd. Many of you have given your life to the Lord for many years, but with this many people, I guarantee you there's some of you here tonight that God is convicting you right now. You've never really made a true commitment to the Lord from your heart. Maybe you prayed a prayer from your lips. Maybe you went through confirmation class when you were growing up. Maybe you're from the South. You've been going to church your whole life. Maybe none of that's there. Maybe that's the first time you've ever been to a service. I don't know why you're here, but God does. The Bible says that you have a certain day that's set aside where if you're one of His, God's going to call you into the kingdom. And that means that right now, if that's you, you're hearing that call. This is your moment. Don't lose it. Don't miss it. God is saying, be mine. He's making a calling out to you to give yourself to Him. But now your responsibility is to simply respond. And so what I'm going to do is, again, the Bible says that Jesus came to the earth. He lived a full life. He died on the cross for our sins. On the third day, He rose from the dead. And if you will simply believe that He died, not just for the world, but for you, and you will believe that He rose again the third day and give your life, confess your sin, turn from your sin and say, "Jesus, I choose to follow you and I receive you as my Lord and Savior." That's the simplicity of the gospel. And if you choose to receive that, then God will make you His own, and tonight you will be born again. I want to give you that opportunity right now. If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I believe that you did come to the earth as a baby. And I also believe you lived as a man. And Lord, I believe you went to the cross. And you allowed yourself to be nailed there and you died for me. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I also believe that you rose the third day from the dead. And because you have forgiven me and risen from the dead, I too will rise from the dead to be with you forever. Lord, I give my life to you and I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, I believe some people gave their life to the Lord tonight. You know, maybe that's pastoral wishful thinking, but I believe God put that in my heart that some are going to get saved tonight. We have, when you leave here tonight, we have what we call salvation bags out there in the lobby. Grab one of those. It helps you know what to do to get your walk started with the Lord. Seek me out. I'll be down here. I'll be back there. Look for the other pastors on staff. For those that are here, maybe you brought someone with you. If they gave their life to the Lord, show them someone on staff, one of the pastors, one of the elders they can speak with. We'd love to help you get started in your walk with the Lord. And let me be the first to say, if indeed you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom. Your sins are forgiven and you will live forever with Jesus Christ in heaven. That's a praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now let's be blessed and continue to worship with us, Isaac. Let's worship.
The broker word spoken from heaven in language we could know. Promises.
rejoice together.
Rejoice, rejoice, heaven and earth rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, heaven and earth rejoice. To the one who is wandered far, sunrise of healing for weary hearts. See the Messiah with rescue and misery. New ascended is coming soon. Wisdom and justice is rotten rule. Gather the nations to worship and adore. Rejoice, rejoice, heaven and earth rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, heaven and earth rejoice.
Okay, we're gonna sing this together. Let's stand and sing. Men, you sing with me. Ladies, you sing with Rachel. It goes like this.
And he shall reign forever and ever.
And ladies, he shall reign forever and ever.
He shall reign forever and
together.
Ever.
And
all of the saints and the angels.
That's it.
He shall reign forever and ever.
And he shall reign forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Over the saints and the angels.
Rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice. Heaven and earth rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Heaven and earth rejoice. Rejoice,
there is not another. You shall reign, for risen
the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. To bring good news to the poor. And sight for the blind. And freedom for the captives. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Celebrate that again.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We're going to celebrate it with one more song. And I realize I'm supposed to be over there just now.
Or two more.
Two more songs. Because the Lord deserves an honor. And I'm going to go over there, so Miles, here I go. Okay, thank you.
I'm not trying to cut it short.
I promise.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you this. It's a somewhat well-known song, maybe less honky-tonk than you've heard it last. Sorry to disappoint. We are from Chattanooga, but...
What do you expect?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Couldn't quite get there. But we have a refrain that goes like this.
Even Emmanuel, God is with us now.
Hope has come.
Hope has come for the whole wide world. Emmanuel, God is with us now. Hope has come for the whole wide world.
Shepherds were out watching their silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Sing, go tell it.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel's chorus. They hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Since our salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, Jesus Christ is born.
Thanks again to S. Isaac. Thank you, guys. You're awesome as always. And, yeah. Remember, there are goodies out front, so let's pray and ask God to bless the rest of our evening and just thank him for tonight. Lord, we thank you, God, for a wonderful evening of just, Lord, worshiping you. Lord, it almost seemed like we were standing by the manger at times, just a sweetness. And yet, Lord, we thank you, God, for the work you've done tonight. We give you praise and glory, Lord. I pray you'd fill all your people now with your Holy Spirit. God, I pray you bless and fill as Isaac for them coming to minister to us. And once again, Lord, we celebrate you and give you all the glory. That's why we're here, and that's what this is all about. So we thank you for this evening, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have some goodies, and we'll see you out front. We are done. God bless you guys.